Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Russ from Port Orchard is. Russ, are you there?
I'm still here.
Russ, if you end up beating Migs today, I am going to send you a super cute holiday card from all of us. How does that sound?
Right the heck on.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Russ has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right. What is the main ingredient in quiche?
In quiche, eggs.
Yes. Miracle on 34th Street centers on what real-life department store?
Macy's.
Correct. Steve Rogers is better known as what superhero?
Captain America?
Yes. A poker hand that contains 3 cards of one rank and 2 cards of another rank is called a what?
A full house.
Yes. What is the longest bone in the human body?
Longest bone in the human body?
Yes.
Femur?
Correct. Who is the leader of the Autobots and Transformers?
That'd be Optimus Prime.
Yes. What band had the 80s hit songs Shake It Up and Drive?
I'm from that area. I'm half a minute. I couldn't try.
What is the largest country in South America by land area?
Brazil?
Yes. When it comes to the dish bangers and mash, what food is the bangers?
A sausage.
Yes. Russ.
I smell a Christmas card coming your way.
You got 8 correct. Wow, that was amazing.
Like I said, I'll try.
Yeah. You know, you said you try, and like, I didn't think you had much confidence, but you should have.
In Russ, we trust.
He's just humble, Sarah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Is that what it
Unlike
is?
Unlike somebody else we know.
I figured it out. All you have to do is be relaxed and calm, and you can get through this thing no problem.
There you go. Great advice.
I mean, that's good advice from anything.
Steve, do you feel a little pressure? Because I think you should.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Are you ready?
Yes!
What is the main ingredient in quiche?
Oh, cheese.
No.
Quiche.
I wish it was.
I thought there was cheese in quiche.
Well, yeah, that's not the main ingredient, though.
Bread?
No. Oh, no.
Quiche.
Oh, my God.
I love quiche.
I don't know if you do or know what it is.
Yeast.
No. Miracle on 34th Street centers on what real-life department store?
Macy's.
Correct. Steve Rogers is better known as what superhero?
Captain America.
Correct. A poker hand that contains 3 cards of one rank and 2 cards of another rank is called a what?
Full house.
Yes. What is the longest bone in the human body? No, do not.
Femur.
Yes. Who is the leader of the Autobots and Transformers?
Optimus Prime.
Correct. What band had the 80s songs Shake It Up and Drive?
Shake It Up. Cars. The Cars.
Correct. What is the largest country in South America by land area?
Mexico.
No.
I don't know.
Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a loss. 8-6. Let's go, Russ.
Yeehaw.
I am going to send you a holiday card, and I'm so excited. I hope you put it on your fridge or frame it.
It's going right up on the wall.
Yeah.
I thought he was about to say it's going right in the trash.
He would never.
House, Steve.
Yes.
It's a Danny move.
Steve, you deserve to lose after that first question. The main ingredient in quiche.
Eggs.
Oh. Shows how long it's been since I've had quiche.
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like you've probably never made it.
Oh, no, not at all. But I loved quiche. I know, like, it was like, remember, what was the movie line? Or what was that joke? Real men don't eat quiche. I'm like, I don't give a crap. Quiche is delicious.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
And then the largest country in South America, Russ did know that it's Brazil. And then one you didn't get to, when it comes to the dish bangers and mash, what food is the bangers?
Potatoes?
That's the mash.
Oh, duh. Mashed potatoes. Meat?
It's sausage.
Okay.
You would have lost anyway, so congrats.
Rockaholics, we have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters, and Operation Warm Coats for Kids is happening right now. And upon the last time I checked,
yes,
we were just shy of $45,000.
We're getting closer and closer. And the Rockaholics have been making donations, and it's really awesome of them. Obviously, the holiday season, everyone's a little strapped for cash, but there are families out there that just don't have the money to give their kid a brand new coat. And to be able to make that donation, just $20 will put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And it's been awesome to see how generous our Rockaholics have been.
Yeah, $20 is all you need. You could do $5, though. You could do $200. Any or amount will add up.
You could be like Adam Paulin, who donated $300.
Ooh,
to Coats for Kids. Adam, you are the man. Kaylina Sangston donated $25, so that's
so
right
awesome.
There. That's awesome. Patrick, and for $100, I will butcher your name. It seems like whenever someone donates $100, it's the last name that I have the hardest time with. Patrick Pruse.
Wow.
Nailed it.
What do you think?
Preuse. Preuse.
Preuse.
One of those is
Preuse.
Right.
Preuse.
Patrick P., thanks for the $100.
You can go to KISW.com to donate, or you can text KISWGIVE to 44321 to donate that way. We have this awesome new feature we got to tell you about on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting some awesome messages on
yes,
there.
Yes, we have. Some unhinged as well.
Some quite interesting, Steve. One woman is not happy with the men's room. So we're going to slide into our VMs after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a cool new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And we have been getting some very fun voice messages on there. Some are rather interesting. So let's go ahead and slide into our VMs.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs. Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
You can also leave us a voice message if you want to say hi or comment on something from the show or just vent about something in your life. Just keep it under a minute.
Yes. Are you ready for the first voice message?
Let's hear it.
All right.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to say congratulations on your first year. Looking forward to many to come. Yeah. It's been one hell of a year for you guys, eh?
Yeah. Absolutely, eh?
Went by so fast.
I can't believe that we're already hitting that 1 year mark. It's bonkers.
Hope you guys have a awesome holiday off. Looking forward to hearing you guys in the new year and rock on. You guys really do make my mornings excellent. Mm-hmm. Also, Taryn, Sarah, Danny, Steve, you guys are incredible team that make me laugh every single day. I can't thank you guys enough. Have a good morning.
We got one.
That's all we need.
All we need is one fan.
So at least we're going into the holidays with one nice person. That's awesome. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for the message.
That was great.
All right, are we ready? Oh. Print job completed.
What are you printing, Steve?
I don't want to know.
Yeah, never mind.
No.
Stuff for work, of course.
Of course. Oh, my gosh.
You've literally never printed anything here for work. What?
Wow.
Oh,
this isn't for my wife or anything like that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah. You print a lot of things for us.
My wife wants to buy a printer. I'm like, why? I've got a perfectly functioning one here. All right. Are we ready for our next message?
Yes.
That was a big print job because it took a while to let it know it was done. I forgot it was even printing. All right.
Boys, you are with the wrong kind of women. If you don't want to be having sex for 5 or 6 hours, you should be wanting to look at that beautiful woman's body, and you should want to please her for all that time. My man, he goes for 5 or 6 hours, and he is wonderful, and I am a happy girl.
What is happening?
Whoa. That's a lot of information.
Does this have something to do with our show, or is this this is the one that had happened during the men's room?
Must be.
Okay. What is happening?
So you boys are with the wrong women if you don't want to go 5 or 6 hours to please them and enjoy
5 or 6 hours in one session?
I don't have time for that. I'm sorry.
Are we talking like over the course of a month?
Like, do you have a job? What are you doing with your day?
What are your children doing?
I don't know. I don't know how I could do anything for 5 to 6 hours in one day.
We'll just put the Grinch on repeat.
I barely get 5 or 6 hours of sleep every night.
No, never.
And enjoy them, so I'm just saying. Thanks. I love you guys, by the way.
Not for a long time.
Wow.
What in the... What was going on in the men's room?
That's a great question.
Because they're off this week, so it must have been something from like a past show.
Wow.
They must have been saying how they don't please their women for 5 to 6 hours. None of them.
Is that what you got out of that message?
Yeah. And this lady's very upset about it.
5 to 6 minutes sounds great to me.
Wow. All right. Wow. Taryn Daly, not hard to please.
Brad, a very lucky man. I got a lot of stuff going on today. Let's just get this one over with already. All right, one more voice message. Are you ready?
Yes.
And you can leave a voice message at the Odyssey app.
Wow, you guys are still going on about not having sex for more than a quickie. You're freaking me out, so I'm going to go on a little bit more, too. This is Sherry again from Tacoma.
Sherry.
I like her.
Sherry is all horned up.
How is she able to call and leave voice messages if she's busy having sex for 5 to 6 hours a night?
Maybe she's multitasking.
That's true. She might be having sex at that moment.
Right.
You know, God, you guys, I don't know how to say this right on the radio, but I can be in the upper position and have my coffee and chit-chat with my man and have an order. And we can talk about the kids. We can talk about our day. We can talk about all kinds of stuff. Just because you're having sex doesn't mean your day can't go on. Now, I wouldn't want to watch in the Red Zone or whatever that show is you're talking about.
Red Zone is football.
But, hey, we can have a conversation. We can have coffee. We can even have lunch while we're busy, you know? So you guys are nuts. You guys better figure this out. Make those women happy. I don't know. Oh, yeah, that's right. There's two of you that aren't married, right? Only one of you is married. Well, maybe that's why, huh?
Wow, wow. That was going shade. Sherry.
That just sounds dangerous. We need basic safety. You should not be drinking hot coffee while trying to...
Or eating.
Well, I guess it depends on the position.
Well, I guess, but no, that still seems dangerous. I don't want hot coffee on me.
I love her. And might I tell you, the Red Zone, I will say doing it during the halftime show, like when you're watching football, is the perfect time.
That's true.
But that's only 15 minutes. You need 5 to 6 hours.
That's true.
Yeah.
She'll do the whole game and more.
Yeah, maybe two games back to back.
How is she not sore?
Would you call
that
a doubleheader?
Well, there's more from her.
Oh, God.
Okay, and are you happily married? You are, because I hear you talking about your wonderful family all the time. So, I don't know. You might be doing okay, but...
Oh, she hit the 1 minute mark.
Oh, wow. Wow. Thanks, Sherry.
How fast are we going to get text messages? What's Sherry's number,
right?
Sounds like we have a show sex therapist now.
I like this text. It just says, WTF is happening.
No idea.
Oh, my God.
Listen, these VMs are utter chaos. What the hell? Drugs are bad, kids.
Yep, you can slide into our VMs on the Odyssey app. Easy peasy.
5 to 6 hours? Jeez. Another person mentioned we were talking about tantric sex yesterday. Okay, that's why.
Oh.
Oh.
The king of tantric sex is Sting. Everyone knows that.
5 to 6 hours is crazy.
Okay, homework assignment.
There's no way.
No way.
There's absolutely no way.
I'd go broke on the babysitter.
I mean, that just seems bonkers to me.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, so I'll do it.
Sarah, what would you say is the key to living a long life? I feel like you know better than anyone at your age.
Sex, 5 to 6 hours.
Exactly. Wow. Sherry knows.
For one woman who's 106 years old, it's fireball. You're going to hear from her at 7:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a woman in Ohio who loves her Fireball whiskey.
Okay.
And she just turned 106. Her name is Florence Hackman, but people call her Fireball Flo, which I love.
That's a great nickname.
She made the news last year on her 105th birthday because Fireball sent her a bunch of swag. So a year later, this is her making a speech on turning 106.
I'm so happy to still be here and see all you wonderful people, and let's have a good time. Well, how about that? You see, my family always had a lot of fun. We always had a lot of fun, and I never got over that.
Do you think that's future, Sarah?
It sounds like Sarah after a couple too many drinks. Like, like the old lady sounds like a drunk Sarah.
She kind of does.
I love her. I hope this is my future.
I can't tell if she was already in, like, enjoying a couple too many fireballs when she gave that speech, or if it's just because of the fact that she's 106, so that's how she sounds.
She, I love her. I want to be friends with her. I want to shoot fireball with her. Apparently, that's the ticket to growing old.
It's fireball.
It's fireball.
Fireball.
Do you have something that's your key to your youthfulness, Steve?
My youthfulness.
How do you stay young, Steve? Is it spandex and...
It's definitely spandex and pretend fighting my friends.
Pretend fighting your friends?
Well, yeah, wrestling.
Oh, like, okay, okay. I thought you meant like in, like outside of wrestling.
No, that's just weird. It's weird if there's no spandex involved.
Spandex and wrestling.
I don't know. I mean, I think just like being around people who are just young at heart, even if like they aren't like young, but like I just seem to surround myself with a bunch of people that had a youthful spirit and haven't really just like accepted growing old. You know what I mean? I in the sense of like, they haven't just like, oh, well, now I'm, you know, 50, or now I'm even in my 40s, and that means I just should just sit on the couch and watch TV from morning till night. Like, people that are continuous, like, still have a hunger for learning something new or picking up new hobbies. I think that's kind of what helps.
I love that.
Yeah, what about you?
I honestly think the companionship of animals helps keep you young. Yeah, there's something about like caring for animals, having a dog in your life, all of that. I think that that helps keep me young, keeps me going. You know, you got to get up every day, take care of them, get outside, move your body. I just love having animals.
Well, you have a couple too many animals.
I do have a couple too many animals.
I was going to say, is this some kind of weird thing to get Brad to get you to get more animals?
It's mini donkeys is next on the list, you guys.
A mini
Highland cow. I would take that, too.
What about mini pig?
Fine. In.
Are the mini Highland cows the emo ones?
Yes.
With the hair where they, like, go over?
Yes. They have bangs.
National Emo Day.
Of course Danny likes those cows.
Oh, yeah. So this 106-year-old woman still loves her fireball. What about you, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK. No matter how old you get, what is something that you will always enjoy? 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
No matter how old you get, what is something that you will always enjoy? Give us a call, 206-803-ROCK. Jeff from Tacoma, what's the thing that you will never give up?
I just love going to shows, metal shows.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
What was the last metal show you went to?
Oh, it was a good one. I flew to Austin to see my son, and we went to Stubbs Barbecue and saw Pentagram and The Sword.
Nice.
It was incredible. Yeah, amazing show.
Also, how cool is it that you're going to go to rock shows and metal shows with your son?
Been doing it since he was about 15. He's seen some great shows. Now I can't wait to take my grandkids.
Okay, so do you remember the first show that you took your kid to?
Oh, gosh. It was Iron Maiden or AC/DC.
Oh, nice.
I can't remember which.
That's setting the bar so high.
I just think back to like my dad would never, ever even think of like he wouldn't even want to drop me off at a concert. He's just like, you figure it out. Get home. But like I hope one day I'm sure I will, but I can't wait for the day that I could start taking Tatum to concerts and events. Like right now she doesn't like things because it's too loud. And rock shows are too loud for her. But I can't wait for the day where we could do that.
I can't wait for the day that she becomes a Swiftie and you have to take her to the next Eras tour.
I better start saving up money right now if that's the case.
206-803-ROCK.
Right now she likes Casper Baby Pants. I feel like that's more in my price range as far as the ticket.
For sure. And supporting local. I mean, that's huge, right?
Shout out to Chris Ballou.
206-803-ROCK. No matter how old you get, what is something that you will always enjoy? David from Tacoma, tell us about what you enjoy doing.
Half a day from Guam, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, David?
Hey, yeah, I always enjoy teaching kids jujitsu. It amazes me, and it makes me proud to watch them have no confidence, and then you know, growing into young teenagers and stuff like that with a lot of confidence. I tell them that I'm not only going to teach you jujitsu, but also how to be good citizens out there in the world. You know what I mean? Because they're going to be our future, our mayors, our presidents. Our police officers. So I told them, if you ever catch me speeding when you guys get older, you're just going to let me go because I'm going to teach the next generation to be good people too.
I love that.
Guys.
That's awesome. Right on, brother.
Barrett is getting his senior yellow belt, by the way.
Speaking
of all this cool, you know, stuff, and that's like one of those lifelong sports, I feel like, doing martial arts. I mean, some of the people that are involved are in their, like, 60s and 70s.
Well, also it cracks me up because I don't remember exactly when it was, but it was earlier when we started doing the show, and you said, oh, I'm going to start taking my son to... Do you remember how bad it was? I'm sure you do.
It was very bad.
Like, it's kind of crazy now to see that he's a yellow belt and he's been doing it and he's, like, excited about it, because there was a moment in time where you're just like, I don't know if I can still do this with this kid because he's impossible there.
You know what it is? He needs to know how to protect his ladies.
Yeah.
So when he's at school, he needs to know how to fight.
Yes. We're finding out that Barrett is quite the ladies man.
He's got to defend their honor somehow with that senior yellow belt.
That's a very, very good point.
206-803-ROCK. No matter how old you get, what is something you will always enjoy? Dwight from Federal Way.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, it's going to be play video games. I'm 45 now, and I still play them. My grandpa, he's 83. He's like, you still playing those dang video games?
I thought you were going to say grandpa plays them too. I mean, like, that's freaking awesome.
No, he's a total boomer. He's just like, I can't believe you play that. You should be out digging a hole, working, doing something.
Dwight, what is your, like, game of choice, or your, you know, console of choice, whatever you call it?
I keep it current. I'm on PS5, but nice. I'm still old school, so it's like, you know, fighting games, Mortal Kombat, and Madden and things like that.
I keep telling myself at some point, I don't know if it's ever going to happen, I just don't have the time right now. I'd love to play more video games. I want to get one of those Switches.
Oh, yeah.
Because I feel like the Switch, you can kind of just, like, do it, like, wherever. You don't necessarily have to, like, set up, you know.
And that's like the modern-day Game Boy, kind of, yeah?
I feel like it is,
Well, you can do both. You could switch. That's why it's called this. I learned this. You could switch between, like, an actual console on your TV, or you could take it on the airplane.
I was going to say, like, it would be awesome to have that on an airplane.
Okay, that makes sense. Look, I'm learning new things,
but then
guys.
I tell myself, I'm like, maybe I'm on a plane twice a year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I should get a Switch for, like, when I'm traveling a lot. I remember even telling that to my wife, and, of course, she's, like, the queen of shutting these ideas down, because she's just like... Because you travel so much.
I'm You're a globetrotter.
Yeah, I'm like, you're right. I don't really, I guess it couldn't justify spending that kind of money on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty expensive if it's not a real hobby. 206-803-ROCK. Robbie from Eatonville, what is the thing that you will always enjoy no matter how old you get?
Taking my son to Rainier's games. The company I work for, they give out free Summit Club tickets. So he's got to sign up for them, and usually me and my son, we go probably once or twice in the year. He went for his birthday last year, and then we went for the last game last year, and it was always fun.
Oh, dude, I love minor league baseball games. I just think the vibe is so much fun, and it's just got like a pure energy, you know, in a sense of, like, it's just not over the top, and it's just something cool about it. Did you see what's going on in Everett?
That they're trying to get the new field.
They got it approved.
They did get it approved. That's great news, Steve.
Yeah.
Go Aqua Sox. Go Rainiers. We're very lucky to have so many great teams in the area.
I do like this text that came in at 206-803-ROCK. I will always enjoy mooning people. I'm 33 years old now.
Whatever keeps you young.
Sarah, stop texting in.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at playing the game Beat Migs? What could definitely help you is if you were listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 when we gave out a cheat sheet with three of the correct answers for the next game. The number to call is 206-803-ROCK, and Steve has a current record of 351 wins, 115 losses, and 61 ties in 2024.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK, we play Beat Migs at 7:50.
The Daily Migs Show.